think we left off on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, the last pin, I think, covered to the end of Samach Tes. I think so. Ayin Amud Aleph is a continuation of the theme from the earlier daf from Samach Tes and Samach Tes. There was a machlokes with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the full ownership to enable one to be magdish, his property requires shalo yudu shusoy, or sufficient if it's shaloi and there's no need for bishusa. And then the Gemara showed that it's really a machloek of Santanoim, it's a Mishnah Balakama, that's against the Tznuim, the Mishnah Maseches Maisesheni, and Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Mishnah Balakama, Reish Lakish paskins like the Mishnah Maisesheni. So that's with respect to having the ability to be magdish. The Mokka was, Ish Kiagdish is Besam, a Besa Bishusai, of Kol Bishusa. That was the drosh in the middle of Samach Tes on the base. But there was another drosh, Begunim Besu Ish, Velovim Besa Aganav. That Agoyim and Aganav is not Chayiv Kefal because it's only Bishusai. Why do you need two psukim if the Gemara says it boils down to the same thing? Okay. I would have mistamed as a Tzvichas, I would have thought it's only a Dini Kefal, I would have thought it's only a Dini Hegdish. So once you have the Sarah Shav, I guess, it indicates that it's a universal din, that full ownership requires Shaloi B'Shusa. Then you come to Ayin Amud Aleph, so full ownership requires Shaloi B'Shusa with respect to the Ganav being Chayiv Kefal. You're only Chayiv Kefal if you steal an object that Shaloi B'Shusa of the owner, full ownership, and the Bailam only have the ability to be Magdish if the Chayfet is Shaloi B'Shusa. And then we had, in order to be mafkir, that was the Mishnah from Maseches Maisesheni, in order to be mafkir, you have to have shaloi b'shusay also. Mafkir zayin, there was no pasuk. So that we learned that, we assume from the Tzara Shav. The pashtis l'chayra should have been that in order to be makne to someone else, also you need shaloi b'shusay. What else did Gemara have? In order to be mafkir, in order to be poyde maisesheni. In order to be poyde maisesheni, you need that the Maaseh Sheni should be Shaloi B'Shusay of the Bailam. So you get the Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a topic of Harsho. Harsho is Hebrew. Ani Marshelecho. I authorize you to collect the debt on my behalf. You're going to Eretz Yisrael and I'm never there. So I ask you to go collect the debt from Reuven who lives there in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara said in Aramaic Hebrew, the Aramaic language, that's called Urchasa. Urchasa is the same as Harsho. Rashi writes, Urchasa Harsho. So when I authorize you to collect the debt, can I just appoint you as a shliach and we'll say Shluchu Shalorim Kamaisai? And since you're my shliach, you have the right to collect the money. So the Baal Hamor claims that that was the final Maskanas Agmar, right before the Mishnah, the Afayin Amud Aleph. Thank you. When you get right before the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Urchasa Shliach Shavi. So the Baal Hamor understands that if I appoint the Bailim appoints the Murshe as a Shaliach to collect on his behalf, so that solves the whole problem. So the Shaliach has the right to pester the Lova and to collect the money. Truth of the matter is that in the context in which the Gemara quotes it, that's not what it means in the Gemara Shaliach Shavya. The Gemara is just discussing a different aspect. When I makna the money to the Murshe, let's say the Loiva owes me $1,000 and I'm never there in Yerushalayim, so I send a Murshah to collect it. So if I'm makne half of the debt to the Murshah, so then he has a right to ask the Loiva for the full Chayiv, in order that half of whatever he collects will be his. And when he collects it, Taka half, he can keep half of the money. So then the Gemara says, what happens if I write a text of a Nusach Harshoa that says, I authorize you to collect the money on my behalf and I make you into the Bailam? So what does that mean? I authorize you to collect it on my behalf and I make you into the Bailam. There's a contradiction. Are you the Bailam or I the Bailam? When you collect the money, can you keep it or do you have to hand it all over to me? So one opinion of the Gemara was that he can be Taifas all the money. I make him a bailim to enable him to collect the money. If I would just make him a shliach, he wouldn't be able to collect the money. The loiva can always say labad varm didia, so I have to make him into a bailim. But he's gonna. So I write, and whatever agreement, whatever will come out from the dintar, except upon myself, means I won't pass to the loiva again a second time. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to hand over all the money to me. If you want to keep the money, so you, legally, you have the right to keep it. If you'll be a nice guy, it's self-understood that you're going to be a nice guy, you're going to hand over all the money to me. So one opinion of the Gemara was he tafas lemafkinimene. If the Murshid grabs the money, he keeps all the money for himself, I can't do anything, I can't ask for it back. I can't force him to give it back to me. What the text of the Shtar HaShoah means when it says, whatever will be the result of the Din Torah, I accept upon myself. What do you mean I accept upon myself? I just gave over the whole debt to the Murshid. So he collects the money, so I don't get anything. The answer is, if he'll be a nice guy, and he'll give it over to me, we're good friends. If he'll give me back all the money at the end, so then, I won't be satisfied with how much money he got, because there was a whole issue whether the lawyer should pay the full amount or not pay the full amount, and the Bezin made some kind of a compromise on the case. So I say, whatever will come out from the Din Torah, I won't complain later on. I give the Mursha full authority to negotiate with the lawyer. So one opinion was he tofas lemafkinei. One opinion was that you have to give it back. There was a third opinion in the Gemara that he can be tofas palga. Why tofas palga? Because the text of the Shtar HaShoah has a contradiction. It contains an inner contradiction. It says that I give over the debt, give over the whole halachayiv to the Mursha. Then it says whatever comes out from the Din Torah I accept upon myself. So it means half of it is for me, half of it is for him. Then the Gemara comes to the maskara of Hilchos Shliach Shavi. Final conclusion is that he can't grab any of the money. He has to hand over all the money to me. But it doesn't necessarily mean Shaliach Shaviyeh that you don't have to have a haknoah at all. That you don't need a haknoah at all. The Pashtus and the Gemara, the Ruba of the Rishonim disagree with this Balamor. They say that you cannot just simply appoint a Shaliach and apply the principle of Shalucha Shalorim Kemoisai, and that will enable the Mursha to collect the money from the Loiva. The Loiva still has the right to say, I'm only mechuyev to answer an Din Torah to the malbet, to the one who's the bailam on the chayv. If you're just a shliach, I'm not mechuyev to answer to you. The Balamor has this fantastic chiddush. He claimed when you get to the last line right before the Mishnah, Vilchus to shliach shaviyeh, so you can cross out all the top 20 lines in the daf, that you don't need any of this haknoah. You don't have to make any haknoah whatsoever. But that's not the accepted opinion. Usually accepted. Most of the Rishonim hold that you do have to make a haknoah, because if I just appoint a shaliach, the Levi can always insist that la bal dvarim didia. Despite the fact that shalucha shalorim kemoisa, the Levi can say, I'm not mechuyev to answer to you. So the question is, how can you be makne the choiv to the Mursha? So if it's a halvoya, so we have methods of being makne halvoya. There's a milva b'shtar and there's a milva alpeh. So how can one be makna and milva balpeh? Let's see, how are you makna milva b'shtar? So the Gemara has a machlekes satanoim, whether osius niknes b'ksiva mesira, or osius means a shtar halvoa. If I have a shtar halvoa that says that he owes me $1,000, how do I sell that shtar halvoa to someone else that he should have the right to collect? So one opinion is osius niknes b'mesira. And the way we paskin la loch is osias niknes b'ksiva u'mesira. You have to hand over the shtar to the kone, to the lokech, the one who's buying the shtar, and you give him a second shtar that says that he now has the right to collect the whole debt. So if you have a milva b'shtar, it's a discussion in Tanoim and a machlekes in the Rishonim what the maskana is. And most of the Rishonim have their two girsas in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Dafa in Zayin. And most of the Rishonim have the girsa the way it says in Shulchan Aruch that osias niknes b'ksiva u'mesira. What if it's a milva alpeh? How does one transfer ownership of a milva alpeh? So the Tosfos has two girsas in the Gemara in Bava Basra, whether you can be makna milva alpeh ayidei agav. Is it possible to be makna? The Gemara says that one person was makna ba agav mamon to another person. So the Gemara has the two girsas in the Gemara. Whether Havi Masik Bezuze Bechuzah, the Bechuzah owed him money. So the Gemara is telling us the Chiddush that it is possible to be Makna Chov Ba'agav, or the Gemara says no, that he could be Makna a sack of money. He had a sack of money that was a Bikotin in the city Chuzah, and it is Makna the sack of money Ba'agav to a Lakeach. Yeah, money can be makna b'agav. Why not? What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, no, the chiddush is because money cannot be nikna the kinyan chalipin. Because, why? Because the Gemara says, in a certain sense, that money is not gufa mamon. That's a little bit humorous. What do you mean, mamon? What do you mean it's not gufa mamon? Of course it's mamon. It's the original mamon. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's worth more than its intrinsic value. money has cash has actual value, has intrinsic value. The precious metal, years ago, the precious metal had actual intrinsic value, plus it had representative value. Today, let's say the paper money has very slight intrinsic value. It's probably a dollar bill is worth less than a penny, I guess. I don't know. Just the paper value of it, it's thick paper, but it's not worth that much. And the whole value that it has, a $1 bill, a $2 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $50 bill, a $20 bill, they all just have representative value. They're all basically the same thing. It's all one piece of paper, probably worth less than a penny, the piece of paper itself. But each one has the main value as representative value. Years ago, the American coin used to have a lot of intrinsic value. It used to be silver dollars that were worth a lot of money, had a lot of silver in it. Today, it's mainly the representative value. The coins are not that precious.
A nickel weighs 5 grams.
5 grams of?
I don't know.
And a dime is less valuable.
Less.
The intrinsic value of a dime is probably less valuable than the nickel. And the silver dollar is nowhere near.
Silver dollar changes by the rate of silver.
And it has a lot of silver in it?
It's, yes.
Years ago, it used to have a lot. Years ago, it used to have a lot of silver. Today, it doesn't have that much.
Probably gives it a stomach to go to the
government. Okay. Okay, huh?
There's no silver at all.
There's no silver at all. Years ago, it used to have silver. Years ago, it used to have a lot of silver. Yeah. So basically, a good percentage, at least a good percentage of the value is the representative value. So the Gemara said that since the government, Susa Vida de Batla, the Gemara says, Magdeus Daite Atsurso, when you give a coin to someone, his main kavana is has a stamp on it that the government puts on or authorizes people to stamp on. And it says what its value is. Atsurso Vida de Batla, the government can always change their mind. It can always pull it back. So in that sense, it's not gufa mammon. A shtar is not gufa mammon at all. A matbeya, part of its value is not gufa mammon. So the Gemara says, because a matbeya is not 100% gufa mammon, a certain percentage of its value is representative value, not intrinsic value, so therefore it cannot be nikna the chalipin.
So mammon is the general category for ma'os, where ma'os is specifically matbeos.
The Gemara in Hazov, the beginning of Hazov, draws a distinction between everything in the world is divided into two categories. There's Tiva and there's Peira. Tiva is Matbeya. Matbeya is Kesef Mamish. And sometimes the Halacha insists Dafkan Kesef, Shava Kesef is not Kesef. When you're going to get married, you're going to get married with a ring. So that's Shava Kesef, Kesef. The meaning is that we don't give cash, we give a ring. And then when you pay the Maisa Sheni from Eretz Yisod, that you have to be paid a Dafkan Kesef, not on Shava Kesef. The Gemara has that there are three dinim where Shavu Kesef is Lav Ki Kesef. So Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni is the most popular one. Yeah. So the Gemara says everything in the world is either Tiva or Peira. Peira means commodities. So commodities can be Nikna Ba'aga. In Tiva, Matbeya cannot be Nikna Ba'aga because the Matbeya, because cash, part of its value is not intrinsic. Part of its value is only representative value. L'chair, if you have a shtar, that should be a kalachema, that a shtar cannot be Nikna the chalipin, because the shtar, the whole thing is the representative value. The whole thing is for sure in gufa mammon. That's why there's a pelim, but the common, the first perik, there was a girsa that you can be makne shtar al yidei chalipin, and that's what the Tosfos says, that they're not so convinced that that is true. Where's that Tosfos? Where you dalit? Tosfos says they're not sure whether a shtar could be nikna b'chalipin. And in Bava Basra, Tosfos quotes from the Gaonim that a shtar cannot be nikna b'chalipin. It should be a kal v'chomer from kesef. That a kesef is considered tzuris avida de batla, only has representative value, and you cannot be kind of b'chalipin. So shtar has, for sure, the whole value is d'chein gufa mammon. Whenever you might karka avada m'shtaris, you might shtaris because it's ein gufa mammon. So it's more ein gufa mammon than matbeya, right? So the Gemara really says over there in Bava Basra that even though Chalipin doesn't work on Matbeya, but Agav does work on Matbeya, the Gemara tells the story that someone had a sack of cash and someone else's Rishus, and he was Makna, the sack of money, to someone else, Ayde Agav. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, that even though Chalipin does not work on Matbeya, Agav does work. The Gemara thought originally maybe that Agav is a similar Kinyan to Chalipin, and it came to Maskana as dissimilar. not the same as chalipin. Chalipin does not work on mabeh, and agav does work. So the one girsa in the Gemara, that's the generally accepted girsa, is that kesh can be nikna be agav. And then there was one girsa that the Rishonim are not happy with, and the Rambam writes, Yeroi Li, in my opinion, that girsa is wrong. Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, Yeroi Li, that a chov cannot be nikna be agav. Only kesh can be nikna be agav, not a chov. So if I want to be makna, if I want to give over the ability to collect the debt, somebody owes me money because of a halvoa, so I want to make a harshah that someone should be able to collect on my behalf. So how do I, and the Gemara assumes you have to be makna, not like the Balamura claims when you get to the final conclusion, shliach shava, all you have to do is appoint the Mursha as a shliach. No, you have to be makna the chayv. So how do you makna the milva al peh? So you do ksiv and mesira. How do you makna the milva? How do you mark the milva b'shtar? You do ksiv and mesira. How do you mark the milva al peh? So we most assume that agav doesn't work. So the only way to be marked is what? B'mayim shloshta? No, b'mayim shloshta, the fellow's not here. We can't do a b'mayim shloshta. So there's no way to be marked. If agav would have worked, it would have been good. We assume agav doesn't work. So there's no way. Okay. So there's no way. What if I want to be marked a pikadon that the shomer has, and I want to pick up my pikadon? I want to get it back. So the issue is whether pikadon is considered shaloi b'shusay of the mafkin, or it's only shaloi v'ein b'shusay. So Taisus says, of course, pikadon shaloi b'shusay. Taisus and Rav Harishanim say, anayinam at Aleph the second Taisus lekasvin and urchasor. They say the Gemara is only talking, the whole sugi is only talking about metalpelin the gzeila. Of a metalpelin pikadon, of course, is shaloi b'shusay. How do they prove it? So in the concluding line, they prove it conclusively. The Iker Kro, the Guna mi beis, the Guna mi beis Hashem exiv. The Gemara had a drasha, the Guna mi beis Uish, v'loi mi beis HaGanav. If it's Eina B'shusay, then if the Ganav steals a Chepetz, which is Eina B'shusay of the Bailim, so the Ganav doesn't pay Kefal. What if the Ganav steals a Pikodon, which belongs to the Mafkid? So what's the din? So the original Pasuk Chumash says that the Ganav pays kefil to the Baal HaPikodon. The Mishnah has a whole din in Perek HaMafkid that if Shilim Alei Rotza Lishova, if the Shomer is nice about it and he doesn't give the Mafkid a hard time and he says, I'd rather pay than swear, he'd rather pay, for, let's say, Shemachinim is not Chayim Gnei Vavei. So strictly speaking, he just swears that a Gnei Vavei occurred and he's off the hook, he's putter from pay. But if Shilim Alei Rotza Lishova, the Shemachinim would rather pay than have to swear. So then later on, if you find the Ganav, so then the Ganav pays the Kefil to the Shomer. Yeah, but that's a later institution. That wasn't Bizman HaChumash, you don't have it. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't have such a thing. That seems to have been developed in later generations, such an institution. So when the Pasuk says that you pay the Kefil to the Mafkid. I, but it has to be Shaloi B'shusa, so Taisa, obviously, a Bikodon is considered Shaloi B'shusa of the Mafkid. What's considered Sha'ena B'shusa? A Gneva, because the Ganav is not holding it on behalf of the Nignav. He doesn't want it. He doesn't plan to return it to him. But whenever it's a Bikodon and he's holding it as a Shemar on behalf of the Mafkid, then it's considered Shaloi B'shusa of the Mafkid. Taisa quotes a proof from the Gemara in Bava Basa, Daf Peches. Okay. The Ramban used the Lashon Ksivu Atanina. He says, that's the Lashon the Gemara has. When the Gemara wants to bring on a certain idea, so the Gemara says, Ksiva, it says in Tanakh, or Tanina, it says in the Mishnayos. So the Ramban says, also like Taisus here, the Ramban on the bottom of the Rif, he says, this idea that a Bikodna Shaloi B'shus of the Mafkid is Ksiva Tanina. Where the Ksiva is, we're going to Mibes Oish. The Ika Kroah says by a Ganef who steals from Mibes HaShemer, that he pays Kef. Utanina, it's not a Beferish and Mishnah, but it's this story in Hamarches HaSvina that Taisus shows. That the people had a pikodon, they didn't steal the vegetables from the vendor who was selling it. They were holding on to vegetables, and the Gemara says that since it was a pikodon, if the merchant wants to be magdish it, so the hegdish will be chal. Fine. So that's not going to be a problem. If I have a pikodon sitting in the base of Shemer and I want to send someone else a mursha that he should pick up the pikodon for me. And the Shemesh should be able to say, go, don't bother me, go fly a kite. La baldram de diad. So I have to be makne the pikadon to the Mursha. So how are you makne? However one is makne metalpulim. You makne metalpulim with the kinyan chalipim, with the kinyan agav. Make chalipim, the Shemesh. That's not a problem. The Gemara raised a problem if you have metaltalin the gzela, not metaltalin, there's no problem by a halvor. We know how to be makne milvah b'shtar milvah peh. And there's no problem by what milvah peh taka. There's no way to be makne because we hold that agav is no good. And we know how to be makne pikodin. And to be makne gzela, that's the theme of this sugya. Can I appoint a murshe to pick up the gzela mi beis hagazlan? How can I appoint a murshe to pick up the gzela mi beis hagazlan that the gazlan shouldn't be able to throw him out of the house and say la badram didiyat? So you have to be makne. Can you be makne a gzela? Rabbi Yechanan says you can't be makne because it's ain't a b'shusa. So the Gemara has two versions of the Nahardoi. The first version on the top line is Amri Nahardoi, the Chachmi Nahardoi said, Loikas v'nuchas ha-metaltal. You cannot write a harshoa to pick up metaltal in the gzela. And what if it's karka that's gzela? That you can write a harshoa. Why? Because that's what the Gemara says in the first parak in Bab Metziah, that karka ain't in the gzela, so therefore the karka is liyola mecheskes by leha medes. Karka always remains shaloi b'shusa of the nigzal.
When we say Dibra Rav, Dibra Tami, Dibra Mishomi, that's
correct. No, so he stole my camera, and I send you as a shliach, and I have all the documentation to prove that the camera is mine. It's just that he lives in Yerushalayim now, so you're going to Yerushalayim. So I send you with all the proof to his home that you should bring him to a din Torah. I want you to get back the stolen camera that he stole. Not that I send you as a shliach to steal a camera. I send you as a shliach. He already stole the camera. The camera is metaltalim. So I send you as a shliach to pick it up. So if I just make you a shliach, he can say, go fly kite, la bal dvarim didiyat. You're not the Balaam. Because most of the Rishonim do not agree with the Balamor that it's enough to appoint a shliach. So I have to be makna the camera to you. So the shahakar, how can I be makna the camera to you? But if it's a stolen article, he doesn't want to give it back. Unless I'm going to force him in court. So then it's ain't a bishusi. It's ain't a bishusi. Rabbi Yechanan says you can't be makna. So that's the issue, that the Gemara has the two versions. According to Rish Lakish, there's no problem. Rish Lakish paskins like it's Nuim. He can even be mafker. He can do everything with it. So he can be makna also.
I mean, the Gemara could be talking also about Milva Bishtar also, that even though we hold that there's a way to be makna Milva Bishtar, but there it's going to be that the guy who's totally kone at Lagamre. I want this guy to be to represent me and to be I want him to act on behalf of me with a harshoa, meaning
every harshoa is like that. We assume if I just appoint the Murshe as a shliach, so the one who owes the debt to me can always throw him out of the house and say, La badram didiyat. I'm not mukhiv to me niskak to you. So the only way to prevent him from saying La badram didiyat is if I'm makna the mammon that I want him to collect, I'm makna the mammon to the Murshe. I'm makna to the Murshe, he's going to keep it. So then I write, no, in the same document where I write, I'm makna to him, so I write, and whatever will be the result of the din Torah, I accept upon myself. So it means that it remains by me. So which is it? Is it akna? So we assume that vis-a-vis the gazlan, it's a akna. But vis-a-vis the marsha, he's a shliach. He'll say, shliach shal, legabi me, he's only a shliach. Legabi him, he's the baila. The pashtus is that the lechari can't do such a thing on the level of their eyes. This is this whole institution of harshoah is only midi rabbanim.
But lechari would apply also to a milveh bishtar, no?
To a milveh bishtar, yeah, you do ksiva mesira. Yeah, you do ksiva mesira, makne to the murshe vis-a-vis the loive, he's the bailam, and vis-a-vis me, he's only a shaliach. Yeah, but in order to make my bailam legabi the loive, I have to make the ksiva mesira. So the Gemara has the two versions of what the Nardoi says. So the first version is that you cannot make a harshoa a metaltal in the gzela, my taima. So the Gemara says, because of Rabbi Yechanan's memory. Because every harshoa requires a haknoa, and you cannot make a haknoa to dovah sheinu b'shusa. Second version is, so that we understand, based on two premises. Dovah sheinu b'shusa, it can't be makna. That's basically that's a chazor from the previous two dafim in the Gemara. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. And secondly, without a haknoa, harshoa doesn't work. Because the gazlan can always throw the mush out of the house and say la badram didiyat. The second version of Nardoi, that's the problematic, that's the questionable version. Ikad the army of Nardoi, like as v'nuchasam betalkalin the kafre. Why? Because the mechzik kishikra. Avaloi kafre kasvina. How can it be if loy kafre kasrinon, but bottom line it's exela, and exela is ani bishusai. It cannot be makna dovish ani bishusai. So how does it work? So the pashtus says that it's a chveisa takana derabana. Pashtus is the gemara made to say it's a takana derabana, because otherwise I'll never be able to get my camera back. He stole my camera, he moved to Yerushalayim, so I'm never going to get it back. I'm never there. So the Rashba makes a suggestion over here that maybe it's not a takana derabana. Maybe all the dinim that we learned until now are only that if it's ain't a b'shusa, you can't be magdashit, you can't be mafkarit, or you can't be poydim isusheni. But when you get to be plain haknoa, that yes, it's a little strange. That was a suggestion that the Rashba has on this gemara, that maybe this is really minatur. Maybe the chisson of Eina B'shusa only affects certain areas of halacha, doesn't affect all areas. He has enough of a bailus that he should be able to be makne. Doesn't have enough of a bailus to be magdashir, or to be mafkarit, or to be paid in ma'isa shenin, that they're right, but he does have enough of a bailus to transfer the bailus to someone else. Okay, chidish. Yeah. Taisvus here has a pilpul. How do we pass in the bottom taisvus? How should we pass? We have two versions of the nadoi. Ika de ami ami nadoi. So the Gaonim write, the Tosis in the first parak in Kitten quotes the Gaonim. The Gaonim write, whenever the Gemara has two versions of a Memre, like over here, Amri Nadoi, Vika de Amri. Ika de Amri, Amri Nadoi. Another version has. So we always follow Lishna Basra. Tosis does not go for that. Tosis doesn't hold like that. That you always automatically follow the Lishna Basra. But Tosis proves over here that the Din is like the Ika de Amri, like the second version. How do they prove it? Because in Chorus and in other Gemaras, when they talk about this din of Hashoah, Shavuos, and in Chorus, they always quote the second Lashon in Gemara. So it seems that that's the more popular version of the Nadoi, that they only said their din, you can't write a Shtar Hashoah, they only said it on Metaltele de Kafre. If it's not Metaltele de Kafre, then you can't write. So Tosis then comes to the conclusion that once you adopt the second opinion in the Gemara, that the only Hashoah cannot be written on Metaltele de Kafre, so then we have to throw out the whole din completely. Why? Because the whole din is based on the problem of mechzik shikra, and we pass the mechzik shikra leich hashina. Where is that mechzik shikra leich hashina? That's Rav Papi made a statement there in Gittin and in Ksubas, and the Gemara rejects it. What did Rav Papi say? Hi ashtarta de dinit, in the big tesis of Metalkele de Kafre, about the seventh wide line. So they quote where it says Gittin daf chavav on the base. So the Gemara quotes Rav Papi. Hi, Asharta de Dine. Asharta de Dine is a Kiyum Ashtar. Kiyum Ashtar means that Minatur, if I have a Shtar Havoah that says you owe me $1,000 and is signed by witnesses, so you cannot say that it's Mezuyev. You can say whatever you want. Say it's Mezuyev and the Bezim will not listen to you. They'll force you to pay the $1,000, even though you're screaming on top of your lungs that it must be a forgery. But with the Rabbanon, as the generations went by, more and more people were forging Shtaris, Rashi points out. There was a Yeridus Adaris, and more people were chutzpedik to forge shtaris. So the Chachamim insisted that the Malva should not be able to collect with the shtar halva in the event that the loy v'tayin is mezuyif. So we would require that the Malva should make a kiyum ashtar. How do you make a kiyum ashtar? Either bring the witnesses in person and they'll testify that they remember signing the shtar, or they'll say we don't remember signing the shtar, but that looks like our handwriting. Or even if they're not alive and they can't come to say we remember that this is our handwriting, you have letters that they sign, you have checks that they sign, and that's the way they always sign the handwriting. So you compare by Dimoy Hachasim, you compare the signature here to other cancelled checks, so you compare the signature to homework paper that they handed in, whatever, or letters that they signed. So you see that that's the Kiyum Ashtar, right? See that it's an authentic handwriting. So the Gemara says that's if the Bezdin will write the whole document, they'll write the Kiyum Ashtar before the witnesses will testify. They just won't give it over. They'll write it, they'll sign it. And it's a document that says, this document is to ascertain that the Shtar that was written on such and such a date, that says that Reuven Oshim and $100,000, we ascertain that the signatures are authentic. So if the Bezdin will write such a document and sign it, they just won't give it to the Malve, and the left of the witnesses will come and be mevarer that is so, that the signatures are authentic. So Rav Papi said, such an ashar to the dain is possible. Why? Because mechzik shikra, it was written and it was signed before the witnesses even testified. It's supposed, the document says we, the undersigned members of it, constituted a bezin of three, and we ascertained they didn't ascertain anything yet. They wrote this document before they even ascertained. We ascertained that the signatures on such and such a document were authentic, and therefore the Malta has a right to collect. So it's not right that they should write it and sign it before the Edom actually testifies. So the Gemara says we don't pass like Rav Papi. The Halacha is not like Rav Papi. The Beznik can write it and sign it, they just shouldn't give it to the Malva until after he'll bring the Edom to make the Kiyum Ashtar. How did the Gemara know that we don't pass like Rav Papi, Mechzik Yishikra, and Baich HaShinon? How do you know that that's the case? So the Gemara proves it from the Din in Hilchus Gitna, Daf Chavav. There is a Machlekes HaTanoim regarding the Din Deraisa that a get requires Ksiva L'shmo. How much of the get has to be written L'shmo? So one Tan is of the opinion that every shtar kinyan, every get is a shtar kinyan, must have eidi chasima. If you don't have eidi chasima, that's Reb Meir's opinion. If you don't have eidi chasima, then the get is no good. So Reb Meir is of the opinion that you only need ksiva l'shma and the signatures on the bottom. The whole first 10-12 lines of the get, the 12 lines of the get does not have to be written l'shma. Let's say you have two people who live in the same city, and one husband writes, husbands and the wife have the exact same names. So the first husband decided he's going to divorce his wife. He writes a get, but he didn't have witnesses sign it yet. And then he throws the get in the garbage, and the second husband picks it out of the garbage, and he decides, the first husband changed his mind, he's not going to divorce his wife. Second husband decides he's going to divorce his wife. So the Gemara says, "Hafilu mitzo ba'ashpa." Even if he picks it up from the garbage, it means it was written by the other man. It was written totally shalom l'shma. Nonetheless, if he gets two witnesses to sign it l'shma, the second husband tells the witnesses, sign the get, I want to divorce my wife. So then the Gemara says, chasam and a son-in-law, that the get is good. But it was clearly written for the first husband. So the Gemara says, you see that we're not bothered about the issue of mechzik yishikra. So just like we're not bothered over there by the get that was written shalom l'shmo, as long as the chasim is for l'shmo, so to over here by Rav Papi's case. The Gemara says, v'leisa, we don't paskan like Rav Papi. In other words, we don't accept the din of mechzik yishikra. Mechzik yishikra is okay. Mechzik Yishikra is okay, doesn't pose any problems. But the Ramon Shulchanoch says that Mechzik Yishikra does pose a problem. Ramon quotes the Mishnah in Shviyas that says, Shtar Me'uchar is kosher. Let's say we'll write a Shtar Halvoah today, and we'll write last year's date. Write last year's date. So that's a Shtar Mukdam. It's not correct. If he borrowed the money a year ago, then the Shiva Nechasim, if the Shtar would have been written a year ago, then the Shiva Nechasim would begin from a year ago. And you can collect from the Lukuchas who bought the Karka from the Loive after the Zman HaKosav Shtar. But he didn't give him a Shtar a year ago, give him the Shtar today. So that's Mamish Pasal, a Shtar Choev HaMukdom. If you wrote an earlier date, so the Mishnah says in Shvi, he said that's not good. A Shtar Choev HaMukharim, if I give you a Shtar today and I write next year's date, I postpone the date, so that's okay. I had the right to start creating the Shiva Nechasim as of today's day, and we decided not to. We decided we're only going to start the Shiva Nechasim a year from today. So that's okay. So the Ramo quotes from Rishayim and Chosh Mishpat. Ramo Chosh Mishpat quotes from the Rishayim that L'chatchila ain la'acher shum shtar, shum de mechzik yishikra. L'chatchila shouldn't have a mechzik yishikra. So how come the Gemara says that? The Gemara seems to say that it's even good L'chatchila. The Gemara doesn't say L'chatchila it's no good. So the Mefarshim explain, no, it's a difference. If I give you a shtar me'uchar, when you're walking, once I give you the shtar, then the shtar starts giving Haggadah Seidus, after the Mesiris Ashtar. The shtar is already looks funny. You're holding on to a shtar that has next year's date. It looks funny. It's Mechzik Yishikra from the time that I give you the shtar. Here by the get, if I pick up the get from the garbage, the get was written for the first couple, and then the second husband finds it matzah b'ashpam and the son-in-law, the second husband authorizes the edim to sign the get l'shmo. So in the preparation of the get, it looks like mechzik yishikra, or the shtar hashara, papi's din. Hasharta d'dayne d'mechtav and mekamid d'sad esadi achasim esidayim. The shtar hashara was written and signed before the witnesses testified on the authenticity of the signatures on the shtar halva. So the mechzik yishikra is in the preparation of the shtar kiyum hashtar. But once you give over the kiyum hashtar to the malva, so it's a good shtar. It's not at the time of mesiris hashtar. It's not a mechzik yishikra. The hachana was in a fashion of mechzik yishikra. So mechzik yishikra and a hachana hashtar doesn't bother me. Mechzik yishikra and the shtar itself. After I give over the shtar, that's lachatchila ein la'achashum shtar. But yeah, but it'll be good. But l'chatchila we would be concerned about Mechzik Kishikra. That's the Ramah. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Then the Mechzik Kishikra lo yichashina. We don't pass a Mechzik Kishikra, not by Rapapi's case, by the Kiyum Ashtar. Ashar to the Dina means Kiyum Ashtar, that says that we establish that the Chasimis of the Edom are not Mezuyev, that it's authentic. There's no Mechzik Kishikra by the get. And the Melatayse says, if you're not worried about Mechzik Kishikra, so you can make a Shtar Harshoah, Amatalkali de Kafri also. That's what Taisus says. Taisus quotes that there are some other Rishonim who interpreted the Gemara there in Gittin differently. The Gemara says, isn't there a contradiction between Rab Papi's din and the din of Rab Meir? The Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, who says that every get has to have Eri Hasima, every Shtar Kinyan, has to have Eri Misera, like every Shtar Raya, certainly has to have Eri Hasima, so Shtar Kinyan also needs Eri Hasima. So Rav Meir says, when the Torah requires Ksiva Lishma, you only need Chasimus or Edim Lishma. You don't need that the first 12 lines of the get, the actual text of the get, does not have to be written Lishma, only that the Edim should sign Lishma. So Rav Meir says, therefore, if the first couple wanted to get divorced and the husband wrote a get and he threw it out, the second husband finds it in the garbage, he picks it up, that's okay. And the Gemara says, you're not worried about Mechzik Hashikra. So the Gemara says, that din of Rab Meir, I think Rab Nachman says that within Rab Meir, that din, according to Rab Meir, contradicts Rab Papi's din. So that shows that Leisa Lid Rab Papi, we don't pass like Rab Papi. So Tosis quotes that there were some Rishonim who interpret Leisa, it doesn't say Beferish Leisa Lid Rab Papi. Lefia Meforish Asim, how to come a Leisa, Lokoya, Rab Papi, Lekam, Leisa Likusha, that the contradiction is not difficult. Why? Because by a get is a private shtar that a husband writes to give to his wife. The get is does not have to be supervised by the rabbonim. The get doesn't have to be supervised by the bezdin. The practice is that the get should be supervised by the rabbonim. That's a later takana in the days of the Amoraim. The Gemara quotes, "Misheni de b'tiv git mikidushin lo yehei la'esik imoy." So Rashi learns in the Gemara in the beginning of Gitna, beginning of Kiddushin. So Rashi comments on that Gemara, you should have a dayan to be memuna on Gitna and a dayan to be memuna on Kiddushin. That's why they used to give in the Middle Ages, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there used to be special smichas for Siddur Kiddushin and for Siddur Haget. You weren't allowed to be Masada Kiddushin unless you had smicha to be Masada Kiddushin. Here it was very common years ago, 60, 70 years ago, the Kentas used to be Masada Kiddushin, the Chazanim. Because the Balabatim wanted to have Chazonim sing at the wedding, so they didn't need a rabbi at all. They just would get a chazan. So the chazan didn't know the dinim. So the chazan would fill out the ksuba a lot of times incorrectly. He would marry off a kohen with a grusha. He didn't know whether the woman was converted properly. There weren't rabbis. So that was a big problem years ago. That was in violation of this din. The way Rashi learns the din, Mishani Debetiv Gitin Kiddushin. One who's not an expert in this area of Kiddushin or Gitin should not be Misad or Get, should not be Misad or Kiddushin. The old terminology that we use, Misad or Get, Misad or Kiddushin, the whole terminology comes from this Takana from the later Amoraim, Lo Yehei Lo Yisig Imon, the way Rashi says. You have to have a Dain Hamamun Al Kach. So the way we do it today, the Get has to be done under the supervision of Rabbanim. But in the days of the earlier Amoraim, the Gemara says, in the end of Baba Basra, the Gemara has an expression. Otu called the Megarish Bebeidina Megarish. What do you think? Every man who divorces his wife goes to the rabbis to supervise. The husband writes a get and gives it to his wife. He doesn't go to the rabbi. So that was in the earlier generations before they made that takana. But after they have this takana, Mishayna Debe, Tevkit Mekedushan, Le'yehalei Segimayim, from that time on, you do need a bezin. So that's what Taisa says over here. There's a difference between the get, Mechzik Yishikra, you don't have to worry about. The husband finds a get in the garbage, it's Mechzik Yishikra. Mechzik Yishikra on a normal shtar is no problem. The only time Mechzik Yishikra would pose a problem is in Rab Papi's case. And Balesa Lakusha, there's no kasha, there's no contradiction between the get that the first couple wrote and the second fellow found it in the garbage, that's good. Rab Papi says the Kiyum Ashtar is no good. No! Kiyum Ashtar is a shtar Maiseh Bezin. Shtar Maiseh Bezin, you do have to be concerned about Mechzik Yishikra. But on a get, you don't have to be concerned about Mechzik Yishikra. So based on that, Yesh Misha Meforish Taisa says, according to those who interpret the Lefiha Meforish Asam, Leisa Lekusha, not Leisa the Rab Papi, so there are those who insist, and a lot of the ksubas that are printed, you have a printed form of a ksuba. Ksuba does need ksiva l'shma. A get needs ksiva l'shma. Ksuba is a plain shtar moment, so it doesn't require that it should be written l'shma. So we have printed text of Iksuba and the Rabbanim when the Masada Kedushin, or the Kentas, the Chazanim, the Masada Kedushin, just fill in the date and the name and shaykh. and the location, the city that it took place. And then you have the witnesses sign on the bottom. So the modern ksubis introduced the chumrah that you leave out the word bekonina. What do you leave out bekonina? How can you have printed bekonina? We, the undersigned, made the Kabbalah's kinyan with the chosin on the Tosefis Ksuba and on the Nadunya. How can you have written that we made the kinyan if you didn't make the kinyan yet? That's Rav Papi's concern. Rav Papi's worried about Merci Kishikra. Yeah. So, but the Gemara says, but I'm passing like Rav Papi. So this Chumar was introduced because Bizman Azem, we assume Mishene, Debekitiv, Gitne Kedushin, Da Yehei Laisik Imoyim. So today the Ksuba, not only the get is done under the auspices of a Bezna, of a Dayan, the marriage also should be done. And the ksuba should also be done under the auspices of Rabbanim. So the ksuba is also treated as if it were a shtar ma'isa des. And to demonstrate that this is so, it says in the Nachla Shiva, whenever you have a shtar, so sometimes you always had the date on the shtar. So that you can either write the date on the first line or the last line. So how come we have a discrepancy? On a ksuba and on a get, the date is on the first line. And on a tenoyim, the date is on the last line. So the shtar mechiras chametz, the date is on the last line. Manishtana. So the Nachla Shiva quotes from the earlier Achrayim that the minig developed that in the shtar ma'aseh bezin always writes the date first, and if it's not a shtar ma'aseh bezin, it's a private shtar, then you write the date the last thing. Nasapo here in New York, Brooklyn, whatever, and you write the date on the very last line. So tenoyim, that they never made a takana that you need a bezin for the tenoyim. The tenoyim has to be done on with rabbonim. You have to have smicha to fill out a tenoyim. You don't have to have Rabbanim to attend the tonight. So the Zman is always written at the last line in the tonight. But the get, once they made this takana that Mishene Debitin Kedushin Lo Yehei Leisik Imoyim, so we write the text of the Ksubim, write the text of the get as if it would have been a Shtar Ma'aseh Bezin. What's a real Shtar Ma'aseh Bezin? What's a real Shtar Ma'aseh Bezin? Let's say Bezin had it in Torah, and they issue a psak to Reuven Oshimin from the $5,000 that he's claiming. He owes him $2,500. Or he owes him $1,500. Or he owes him nothing. So when Bezin makes a psak, so that's a shtar ma'aseh Bezin, or a kima shtar, that's a shtar ma'aseh Bezin. But strictly speaking, a get and a ksuba are not shtar ma'aseh Bezin. So the Achareinim say, but after this takana was introduced, Mishen and Ebbet, they get the condition, so we treat the ksuba and the get as if they would have been a shtar ma'aseh Bezin. That's why the minhag developed, that we put the zman on the first line, as opposed to the shtar mechivas chametz. There never was any takana that it's always done by Rabbanim, but it doesn't necessarily have to be done by Rabbanim. So you always write the zman on the last line. And the same thing with the tnoim. So the Mela, because of that chumrah, that we treat the ksuba as if it were a shtar ma'aseh Bezin, so we introduce the other chumrah, that they leave out the word v'konina, because we're going to be printed v'konina minei. We, the undersigned, made the Kabbalah's kinyan. That's what it's printed already, but we didn't make the kinyan yet. So that's a mechzik kishikra. And some Rishonim say that Tosis quotes, Yesh misha mefaresh, lefiha mefaresh asam, that when it says v'leisa, it doesn't mean leisa le rab papi, leisa le kusha, the kasha is not shver. We do pask like rab papi, mishtar ma'aseh bezin, we are concerned about mechzik kishikra. So that's where that chumrah comes from. It's a little bit humorous, though, to introduce such a chumrah. That's what we mentioned. The Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat that he's sitting here in Vilna and he's doing Kiyum Shtaris all the time. And he says, we always do like that. We always write the Kiyum Ashtar. He says, the Pashtus in the Gemara of Rapapi, I ashaite the dinah de mechtava mekami to the side of. What do you mean mechtava? So he says, some Rishonim learn mechtava means that the Kiyum Ashtar was written and signed. The Bezin wrote the Kiyum Ashtar and they signed it already. They just didn't hand it over to the Malva. So that, the Gemara calls that Mechzik Shikra. But if you wrote a Kiyum Ashtar, you didn't sign it yet. And then he says, some Rishonim say that that's Bechlal not a problem. Even our Papi wouldn't say that that's no good. He said, but yes, even if it's printed, the Kanina Minei, but no one signed it, the Edim didn't sign it yet. But Afilim Tim Tziloima, that also constitutes Mechzik Shikra. Just writing it, the mechtava mekami to the side, if it's written before. But the Shach says la maisa, the maisa mechol yom, that they did. They used to write the kiyum ashtar if they knew the Edom were on their way to come to make the kiyum ashtar. So why should they wait till the end? We do it all the time when the Rabbanim give a get, when they're mesader a get. So the Rabbanim fill out the p'tur while the Sefer is writing the get. It takes 25 minutes to write the get, and then you get the Edom to sign. It takes a while. So why should they make the husband and the wife wait another 15 minutes when they fill out the p'tur? simultaneously, while the sefer is writing the get, the yedim are signing, so the rabbanim who are mesad of the get fill out, they write the p'tur, and they don't sign it till later on. So they don't sign it till later on. So to introduce a chumrah by the ksuba, the ksuba is really not a shtar ma'aseh bez. They introduce the chumrah that you treat it as if it were a shtar ma'aseh bez. Maharai, we put this man on the first line. So you're going to introduce a chumra by the ksuba, by the p'tur. The p'tur is a real shtar ma'aseh bez, for sure. It says, we the undersigned ascertain the fact that the woman is allowed to be married because we supervise that she had got to get. That's mamash a shtar ma'aseh bez. Ksuba is not really a shtar ma'aseh bez. It should be done under the auspices of Rabbanim, like a get. It should be done under the auspices of the Rabbanim. So if by the p'tur we do it all the time like that, you fill it out before, and by the kima, now we don't have bati dini making kima shtar. But in the days of the Shach, they were. He did have a bezin making kima shtar. Says they did it all the time. So it doesn't make sense to introduce the chumra by the ksuba, that it should be more chumra than the p'tur by the get, and more chumra than a real kima shtar. Yeah. A girl, yeah. Right, Tysus has such a pshat. You shouldn't date a girl. You shouldn't take a girl out on a date and talk to the girl. You may be mekadosh by without realizing it, and then you'll be in big trouble. Or a husband shouldn't kid around with his wife about getting divorced. He may write a get and without even realizing it, he may have divorced his wife. Right? Tyson has such a pshat.
Fall off a roof.
Okay. So that'll be a tragedy. Okay. So that's the Tyson. Yeah. Towards the end of the Tesis, they quote from HaGozel Kama, Daf Kuv Dalet, seven lines from the bottom, where the two girsas are Rapapa Habi Masik Zuze Bechoizor, or Rapapa Habala Zuze Bechoizor, because Gemara says he was Makna Agav Asif in the base, he was Makna Be'agav. Masik is Mashon Loshan Halvot. And others say that it's not Masik. Babachas Hasfinad Agasin and Masik, Allah Habala Zuze Bechoizor. Habal Zuzi was Makna Kesh, the Kinyanaga.
Is the Achronim that are Machmir for the Zman, for later Zman, by the way, so what is that? Why is that because of Machsa Kishaka, or to write the later date?
What do you mean the later date?
Meaning if you're writing the Shtar at a different time, then you're going to actually give over the Shtar?
I don't think so. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach were both makbid that if you fill out the ksuba bayom, you make the Kabbalah's kinyan bayom, and you don't give the ksuba till Lilo, you have to write the later date. But they gave two different reasons. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Achidish, as in the Sefer on Bav Mitzi, he doesn't have it in his Chuvis. In the Sefer on Bav Mitzi, he interprets in the Tosfos there on Bav Mitzi. Others interpret the Tosfos differently. Moshe interprets into, he reads into the words of Tosfos that they're saying the following. Bizman ha Gemara, that a couple would have erusin, they would have kiddushin now, and then they wait a half a year and do an isuin later. So they are, calls man, the girl is an arusa, you don't need a ksuba. You're not allowed to live with your wife unless you give her a ksuba. You're not living with his wife, she's an arusa. You don't have to give the ksuba until you want to have an isuin. If you want to make a kosuv laboy darusa, the Gemara says if he gave his wife a ksuba during erusin, so be it, so she has a ksuba. The shayla will be, let's say the husband will die before he ever makes nisuin. So does she have the right to collect the ksuba? So is there, the Gemara has a suffix, is there takonas chachamim that ksuba is a tanai bezin? Does that takonas chachamim only apply after nisuin? Or does that takonas chachamim even apply during erusin? So the Gemara Bav Mitzi at the end of the first parak has a suffix. And in Ibn Ezra, they quote the Machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam, what the maskon is. The Gemara never says a clear-cut maskon. So it's Machlekes Rishonim, what the din is. But the Gemara says, if Kosovola Boda Rusa, if he gave his wife a ksuba during erusin, and then he dies, and then he divorces her, so for sure she's entitled to collect the ksuba. And the Shiv and the Chosin begins right away. Once he gives her the ksuba, it begins right away. But by us, and then the Gemara raises an issue. The Gemara says, there is a mishnah in the end above Basu Kos Mishtar Laloiva Afal Pishain Malve Imo. The Loiva tells the witnesses, let's say I want to borrow $1,000 from someone, so I'm going to come over and ask him, can you lend me $1,000? The guy says, yeah, write up a shtar, get witnesses to sign a shtar that you borrowed $1,000 and I'll give you. So I don't want to start draying over there till I get witnesses. It may take forever, and the guy's going to walk away, the wealthy man is going to walk away. So I tell the Yedim, I want to borrow $1,000 from Pliny, I want you to sign a shtar, I make a hedos baldin, I owe him $1,000, so write me a shtar. So the Mishnah says that's okay. Kos mishtar laleiva, afal pishei malbeima. He's the das hamischayv. The leiva says, I plan to borrow $1,000. I write a shtar that I owe him $1,000. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can they write the shtar today at 2 o'clock? Because I say I'm going to borrow $1,000 4 o'clock, the afternoon. And if he doesn't lend me the money, I'm going to rip up the shtar. I don't want to have a shtar that says that I owe him $1,000. I may drop the shtar and he'll find that he's going to collect the money. Of course, it's in my best interest that if I never get the loan, I'm going to rip up the shtar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. How come the Mishnah allows the witnesses to sign such a shtar? Because the mishtar loy v'afal pishein malve imoy, the Yadim can sign, the Sefer can write a shtar, the Yadim can sign the shtar. The loy is making a hadas baldin. I owe him $1,000 because I'm going to try to get a loan from him, and I'll give him over the shtar today. Has today's date, and I'm going to give him over the shtar 4 o'clock. And if he doesn't lend me the money today, I'm going to rip up the shtar. I don't want to have a shtar floating around that says that I owe him money. It's not true. I don't owe him any money. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can you rely, how can the Eidim rely on the loiva that he's going to rip it up if he doesn't get the loan? Why aren't you concerned? Shema kosav luvas benisim lalova tishri. He may have the Eidim assign a shtar halva today. He says he's going to get the $1,000 loan by shkia today. By 4 o'clock he's going to get the loan. It may turn out that he's not going to get the loan for another half a year. And the loiva will hold on to the shtar, and then I'll give it to the malve after 6 months. And that's not authentic. It's not true, because the shibin nechosim only began as of a half a year from now. And it has today's date. So by the loiva's giving over the shtar to the malve 6 months later, he's enabling the malve to collect from the lekucha shaloi kedin. All of the lekuchas have bought fields from this loiva, starting from today till 6 months from now. 6 months from now, he'll give over the shtar to the malva, because the malva will lend him the money. So Gemara asked the Kasha, how did the Eidim have the right to rely on the loiva? They may be causing a kilkul. The lechish, why don't the Eidim have to be concerned? Shema kosav luvas benisim ulalova tishrei. So the Gemara says that it's not a problem. Hachamaskina, the only time the Eidim are allowed to sign such a shtar, that the Eidim are not holding on to the shtar. The loiva is going to hold on to the shtar, and the Eidim are relying on the loiva, is going to give the shtar today. So maybe he'll make a kilkul to the lekucha. The Gemara says, the only time you're allowed to do it is if it's b'shtar yaknaisa. If they made a kabbalas kinyan with the loiva today, that he's mishabed all of his nechasim today. So the din is, once he made a kabbalas kinyan, that in the event that the wealthy man lends me the $1,000, I'm a kabbal kinyan right now that all of my nechasim I'm mishubed as of today. So the din in such a case is that even if I give the shtar halva to the malve 6 months from now, the shibin nechasim will begin from today. If bekonim yodai, that's what the Gemara says. If it says at the bottom of the shtar bekonim enei, b'mon the koshin lemekanye be, if it's really true, if they really did make a kabbalas kinyan, then it'll turn out that the Gloy Muslim Afred, the Shibin Nechasim, began as of today, and no one's being mafsid de lekucha. So Moshe Feinstein writes a chiddush. He says that's only true, that's only valid if you have a halvoa. So you just concern, the loiva says he wants to borrow $1,000 from the wealthy balabos, so he makes a kabbalas kinyan take of miyat today. So there's a Shibin Nechasim today. Or let's say if there's a ksuba written during erison, so it's possible for the woman to collect the ksuba during erison also. If the husband divorces or the husband dies, so right away when you make a kabbalas kinyan, you create the shibin nechasim today. But if the couple writes the ksuba by yom, the chosin authorizes the eidim to write a ksuba by yom. We know he's not going to get married to Lila, so the ksuba is impossible to be collected by yom. The ksuba can only be collected either when the husband dies or the husband divorces her. They're not even married. It's not shach. He can't divorce her. He can't give her a get if they're not married. And if he dies, it's irrelevant. If he dies, he'll never go through with the marriage. but she won't be able to collect the ksuba. The ksuba is only collectible if she become an almona or a grusha. So Moshe Feinstein claims that in such a case, he cannot say that the Kabbalah's kinyan that's made by Yom accomplishes that the Shiva Nechasim begins taking of Miyad. He claims that Shiva Nechasim can only begin taking of Miyad if they lend themselves to Gviya. But over here, these Shiva Nechasim absolutely do not lend themselves to Gviya, because it's impossible to have Nesamra La'onis Garsh. So it's a chiddush what he says. He says whenever the at the chosin stish, whenever you fill out the ksuba, it's never chal tekef miyad. It's always lachazman. When they make the kabbalah's kinyan by the chosin stish, it's always lachazman.
Because it's never in the salman.
It's impossible to be collected now. It can't be in the salman as garshal until they're going to be married. So according to Rav Moshe, all the ksuba should be possible. Because there's a big machlek is the Ramam and all the Rishonim. Can you make Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder with a delayed reaction? We know that I can make a Get Lachazman, you can make Kiddush Isha Lachazman, Ariyem, Kadesh is Lach Shloshim Yom, Ariyem, Goresh is Meni Lach Shloshim Yom. A person can be Mafresh Truma, he says, I want this to become Truma after Tzeis HaKochavim tonight, I want it to become Truma tomorrow. We know you can do such a thing, postpone a Chalois. What about a Kinyan Chalip and a Kinyan Suder? So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Mechira, and later on in Hilchos Mechira, also the Rambam writes that you can do it. There's a long Kesem Mishnah, he says all the Rishonim disagree. Ruba, the Ruba of the Rishonim say you cannot have Kinyan Chalip and Lachalam, and that's called Kolsa Kinyan. I give you a handkerchief and you give it back, and the whole effect is, the whole Kinyan is already undone, and the effect should take effect, it should take effect in another 3 weeks. At the time that the Kinyan is taking effect, the whole Chalipin is all gone and forgotten. You can't have a kinyan hakbal lachazman. You can't have a kinyan neshicha lachazman. You can't have a chazak. You can't have kiddush shabia lachazman. Because kol se kinyana. So most of the rishonim hold you cannot have chalip and lachazman. But Moshe claims that by us every single ksuba when you make the kabbalah's kinyan they're not even married yet. So every and Eretz Yisrael the meaning is that they like the Ramah writes and Ebenezer they do the kabbalah's kinyan under the chuppah in between Eretz and the nisuin. They fill out the ksuba in advance. And the Eidim don't sign it under the chuppah and they make the Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder because they're married already. And then the Eidim sign it. Sure. So that solves the whole problem. But in America, we don't have that practice. We have the Eidim make the Kinyan before the Chosin even married the Kala. And the Eidim sign it before. So according to Rav Moshe, every Ksuba should be possible because you cannot have, we assume, Rav Rishonim disagree with the Rav. Rav Rishonim hold, you cannot make a Chalip and Lach HaLamed Yom, Lach HaZman. So that's Rav Moshe's consideration. He claims that this is the way he read a Tosfos in Bava Metzia, that Bizman Hazeh, that the practice is that we don't write the Ksuba during Erisin. We have Erisin Nisun back to back, one after the other. We don't have any pause of 6 months or 12 months in between Erisin and Nisun. So by us, the meaning is that we write the Ksuba prior to the Erisin. So Rav Moshe claims it cannot accomplish any Shiva Nechosim Teker from the Yad. So he says you cannot write today's date, you have to write tonight's date. That's what Rav Moshe says. Shlem Zalman Auerbach had a different, totally different explanation. Someone in Eretz Yisrael put out a sefer, Ksuba Kihilchosim. All the dinim, like Nisuin Kihilchosim, Pidyon HaBen Kihilchosim. So someone put out a whole sefer, anything you ever wanted to know about a Ksuba. So he included one section about this, that even though you're writing the Ksuba by Yom, you can make the Kabbalah's Kinyan by Yom, write today's date, even though you know you're not going to give it over to the other person until Balaam. So he gave a copy to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Reb Shlomo Zalman gave him a thank you note. That was Reb Shlomo Zalman's practice. He wouldn't give a Haskama on a sefer that wasn't printed yet, because the author always changes things the last minute. So he was afraid the author is going to change something. So what he would do was, if people wanted a Haskama, they would print the sefer, they would print 100 copies of the sefer, whatever, give him a copy. He would read through the whole sefer from cover to cover. He used to read all the stuff. And then he would send him a thank you note, I received your sefer, and I agree or disagree. He would write. So this fellow wrote this whole sefer about Ksuba Kihilchosa, and he gave a copy to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he sent him back a letter. He disagrees with what he wrote, a very nice sefer, but he disagrees with what he wrote over here, page 215, whatever it is over there. And then the one who got the letter from Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote a whole Dvar Torah that he sticks to his guns. He disagrees with Reb Shlomo Zalman. So he printed this in the Stolen Torah Journal, Beis Aharon VeYisrael, and it came out, it was printed just after Reb Shlomo Zalman passed away. Reb Shlomo Zalman's letter with this guy's response that he still says Reb Shlomo Zalman as well. Rosh Lamazan gave a different reason. He says that the ksuba, Zman Hazeh, serves not only as a shtar momen to attest to the fact that the wife is entitled to collect the three parts, the ksuba, the tesef, the ksuba, and the nedunya. The ksuba serves also as a shtar raya that the couple is married. So if it has the wrong date on it, so it's telling a the sheker, because it says, Heich, Anan Sahadi, a lot of ksuba say, Anan Sahadi, we the undersigned testify, Anan Sahadi, Ech Shamar, Habacher, how so and so said to the girl, Havas Leili into Kadas Moshe of Israel, that he says he wants to marry her, and he was Mekadosh her, and he's going to support her, and love her, and cherish her, and honor her, and so on, and it has the date, and it's the wrong date. So since the ksuba serves as a shtar raya on the Kiddushin, so that's Eda Sheker. So the other fellow said, who said, the one who wrote this sefer, the Talmud Chacham wrote this sefer, said, who says that it serves as a shtar raya and kedushin? What does she need? She walks around with a marriage pin. She doesn't need a dak. She doesn't walk around with the ksuba. Ksuba is at home somewhere in her bedroom. She doesn't walk around with the ksuba as a shtar raya. The ksuba is used to collect money later on. So to collect money, it has the correct zman. They made a Kabbalah's kid by Yom Kodim Yodai. So the Shimon Chasim begins, take it from me. Shlomo Zalman didn't hold like Rabbi Moshe. He held the dini mamon is the shivin lechasim does begin the day before they got married. He can't create shivin lechasim even though it's impossible to collect it because he can't have nesarim on his gash. He was worried about this other point. He says that a ksuba not only serves to create shivin lechasim, that would be nicha, you can create shivin lechasim on kana miyadai from the earlier date, but it's supposed to serve as a shtar raya that the couple is married. So that's eda sheker. They were not married as of the earlier date. They were only married as of the later date. So the one who published the sefer said he doesn't think it's true. Where did he get that from? That a ksuba has to serve as a shtar raya that the couple is married. Most do not follow Reb Moshe. It's hard to disagree with Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. But most do not follow these two goyim. Most follow the common practice that even if the chuppah, you know, the chuppah is going to be balayla, and you're filling out the ksuba by yom. So you can make, you can write the zman of the earlier zman, the zman of the yom. But if you write this man of Lila, that's not a violation of Ein Lach Hashem Shtar Lach Atchila. The Ramos Chum Ein Lach Hashem Shtar only applies if I write an Icha of a month, and I'm going to give the Shtar Rob before the end of the month. So then it's Nechzi Kishikra. If I'm going to write tonight's date, then I'm not going to give over the Ksuba till tonight. So that's not a problem. That's not considered a problem. So this is the topic of our show. Yeah. Then we have the next Mishnah has a chiddush, talking about getting married. The Gemara says if we have shnayim yamim kiddush and shnayim yamim boal, there's no problem of dava v'loy chotzi dava. Rabbi Akiva has a drasha dava v'loy chotzi dava. Where does Rabbi Akiva apply dava v'loy chotzi dava? From all the places to apply, applies it to a din that's probably only with the rabbanon. Cheska sabat m'shalosh shanah. That if a person is living on the karka, he can prove that he's living on the karka for 3 years, and he claims that he bought the karka from the Marakama, so then the Bezdin will award the karka to him. Even though the Marakama is screaming, bloody murder, that I never sold it to him, and he's a gazlan, if he can demonstrate that he has cheska sabatim shalosh shanim, so he stays on the karka. So how does he demonstrate that he has cheska sabatim? So the Gemara says, usually the neighbors will testify that they saw that he was there. You don't necessarily have the same people serving as neighbors for all the 3 years. Rabbi Akiva says it won't be good if you have one kateidim testifying on Shana Rishayna, a separate kateidim on Shana Shniya, and a separate kat on Shana Shlishis. It's no good because dava v'lo chatzi dava. Many Rishayim hold the whole institution of the Cheskes Sabbat and Shalosh Shanim is only with the Rabbanim. So it's funny. Why does Rabbi Akiva pick a case the Rabbanim should have given a case the Raisa? Dava v'lo chatzi dava is a pasuk in Chumash, a drasha from the Chumash. So you should have given a case on the level of the Raisa that a chatzi dava is no good. I don't know. They gave the case on the level of the Rabbanim. Yeah, what are the Chachamim and the Rabbi Kiva hold? They hold that that's okay. Ha-yusholosh kitei eidim, one kat eidim is testifying on Shana Rishayna. Separate kat is testifying on Shana Shniya. So that's a Mishnah Bava Basu Daf Nun Vav, the Machlek Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And we pass like the Chachamim, that does not pose a problem of Dovav Lechatzi Dovav. When would they, do they agree with Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara says, yeah, they also mask him that there is a drush of Dovav Lechatzi Dovav. That's not acceptable. What is that referring to? So first, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, refers to a case to ascertain that a person has shtei sairis. A person only becomes a gadol or a gdailo if they have shana visimon. You have to, by a boy it has to be yud gimel shana v'yamechod, which shtei sairis, and by a girl it has to be yud bei shana v'yamechod, which shtei sairis. So the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, when they're talking about the shtei sairis, that you have to have two kosher eidim testifying that you have the shtei sairis. The Gemara says that there's a chazoke de rabba, that usually we assume that if a girl reached the age of 12 and a boy reached the age of 13, so ruba de ruba, it's a chazoke. Chazoke is not a chazoke, status quo. Status quo, when the girl was born, she was a ketana, she didn't have any shtei sairis. But this is a chazoke, and the word chazoke has many different meanings. So here, in this context, the word chazoke means a ruba de leisa kamon. So usually the facts are that when a girl reaches the age of 12, she probably will have shtei sairis. The boy reaches the age of 13, Ruba de Ruba will have shtei sairis. We rely on that. The day the boy becomes bar mitzvah, nobody checks to see if he has shtei sairis. We give him an aliyah, we let him daven for an omid, he's the Baal Kori, and so on. Yeah, these are all dinim derabbanan, the kriyas haTorah with the minyan for the davish habikdusha and getting aliyah. So these are all dinim derabbanan. What about for a real bona fide din deraisa? Can you sign a get? Would you allow him to write the get or to write a sefer Torah? Let's say they're going to write Osius and a Sefer Torah. Would you allow him to write a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says there are certain dinim where we would not rely on the Chazoka de Rabbi. They call Shigil Echlal Shana Gil Chasman. What is that? The Gemara says to perform Chalitza. Then is Kacha Yosalish, Shishili Ibn is Beisochiv. The Chalitza has to be done by an Ish. Kacha Yosalish, Ish Prat the Kotten. A Kotten Ein Acholitz. That's a din deraisa. A Kotten cannot perform Chalitza. Ketana also, Makshin and Ishalish, the Ketana cannot perform Chalitza either. That's a shaila, makshina nishaliyish, that she has to be a gedayla. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabban? That's two days in Taisus. Taisus has two girsas in the Mishnah in Yevamos. One girsa, the way it says in the Yerushalmi, is that makshina nishaliyish, that the Yevama has to be a gedayla, that's only a chumra midderabbanan, whenever it's possible. And whenever not, so then, you know, let's say the girl performed the chalitza when she was a ketana. And then, let's say the brother died, the girl was married, the brother died, and the oven flew in from Moscow, and he performed chalitza, and no one was paying attention. The girl wasn't even a gdola yet. The girl wasn't in the yevama, wasn't even bas mitzvah yet. He performed the chalitza, he goes back to Moscow, and he can't come again. She can't afford to go to Moscow, and he can't afford to come to America. And you can't do chalitza yidei shliach. Neither the yevam nor the yevama, neither can make a shliach. So if he lives in Moscow and he already blew in all of his life savings in order to come in to perform the chalitza the first time, so Tosfos has one girsa in the Mishnah, the girsa is HaYerushalmi, that, you know, that it's good the way it is, that the whole din, that the Yevama has to be a gedolah, is only a chumra midirabbanan, and in this case, b'dieved, if it's a big shas hadchak and it's b'dieved, they did the chalitza while she was a ketana, so you leave it the way it is. Our girsa says not so. Our girsa says, Tachse v'tachlitz mishetagdil, the way it says in our edition and the Mishnah, it says she has to repeat the chalitza. That the chalitza that's done v'katnusa is no good, period. No good. So the Gemara says there in Maseches Nidom that even though you have this chazaka de rabbi, the kol shigilach lal shana mikilach lal simonim, that the boy who reached 13 and the girl who reached 12 probably has shtei sairis, but you wouldn't allow the boy to perform chalitza for the Yavama until you check to make sure that he has shtei sairis, so you wouldn't permit the boy to write a get because maybe he's a kotten, and a kotten writes a get is considered shalot d'shmot, it's no good. So that's a big issue in Or HaChaim, in the Mefarshim on Or HaChaim. Does that mean with respect to all dinim deraisa you don't rely on chazoka de rabbe? But does it mean with respect to inyoni gitn and chalitzes? This is Dovish B'yerva there. Let's say the child becomes bar mitzvah right before Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and he wants to learn Kriyas HaTorah on his bar mitzvah Parsha Zohar. And Parsha Zohar, many assume, is deraisa, so he's going to be mitzi the whole tzibu with that. So do you say for all dinim deraisa, he can't rely on the chazoka de rabbe? Or does it mean b'negeh only to inyoni yuchsin, b'negeh to gitna chalitzes, you wouldn't rely on chazoka de rabbe? So that's Magen Avraham in two places quotes two different opinions about that, and it's even his tshuvas talks about that. L'maisa we machmer on all dinim deraisa. So anyway, so the Gemara says again, that mikar adin, you really require shnei edim to testify that the boy or the girl have shtei saris. The Gemara says, because you usually have a chazaka, the rabbi, that if the girl reached the age of 12, she probably has shtei sairis. So So the Gemara says there were times that they would be mako. They ask women. It's very embarrassing what they ask a man to look at a girl's body. The girl's 12 years old. To look at the girl's body, they ever to see if she has shtei sairis. So they would ask women. So and the women would say that they saw shtei sairis. So you have a chazaka de rabbi, and it's only a chumra not to let her do chalitza, unless you know that she has shtei sairis. So if women said she has shtei sairis, must speak. That would be good enough. Here the Gemara is talking as if you don't know anything. You don't know. So the Gemara is talking like you need two men. You have to have two kosher edim testifying. It has to be with Hilchos Eidos. You have to have two kosher edim testifying and saying that you have the Shtei Sairis here. So the Gemara says this would be governed with the rules and regulations of Hilchos Eidos. Just like you need two kosher edim for Mammon and Nefoshes and Dovash B'Yervo, so too you require two kosher edim to ascertain that someone is a bar mitzvah, someone is a bas mitzvah. How do you get that idea? That to declare that someone is a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, has the status what like dini mammon is? Because it would be relevant to dini mammon, has the status like dini nefoshes. It is relevant to dini nefoshes. If they'll do an avera after bar mitzvah, they'll get the death penalty. How did the Tanoim, how did the Gemara know that you need two kosher edim? So there's a sifrei, the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agron, Chashon Ish, but quotes this sifrei. You don't need the Vilna Gaon. You look in the sifrei. On the pasuk lo yakam yerecha bish l'chol up and l'chol chatzis b'chol chayt asher yechto, so the sifrei has a drasha lo yakam yerechad b'ish, and yerechad is not nemah to declare that someone is an ish. Ish means a gadol. To testify that someone is a gadol, you have to have shnei edim. Yerechad is not sufficient. So apparently the Gemara is relying on that din that you need two kosher edim for mamas, for nefashas, for davish b'yerva, and for gadlos to ascertain that someone lo yakam yerechad b'ish. The godless is treated also like a davish b'yerva. To ascertain that someone is a bar chiyuva, a bar das, a bar mitzvah, you have to have two kosher edim. So let's say we know the shonim, we have the birth certificates. So we know the shonim, we know that they're 13 years old. Just done off the half shtei sairis. If you have two kosher edim testifying, then you ascertain. So the Gemara says if the two edim testify, shtayim amim machas begabo, shtayim amim machas begreisa. Two edim say they saw steira achas. Two edim say this, so another Saira. So the Gemara says, even the Rabban of the Rebbe Kiva will also hold from the drasha of Dover, Velachatzi Dover, and they would say that such edis is not acceptable. Yeah. So that's where we went into a whole discussion. There were five different shittas. How do you distinguish between the two cases? It's a machalik Rebbe Kiva and Achachamim. And we pass like the Achachamim that it does not pose a problem of Dover, Velachatzi Dover. So I come over here by the Shtei Sairis. Two edim seyachas begabah, two edim seyachas bekreisa. Why is it that over there is a problem of chatzidavah? What's the difference between cheskes abatim, that it's not a problem, and shtei sairis, that it is a problem? So the famous sheet is the Rif and the Ri. Those are the two famous sheets. The Rif says that achas begabah doesn't affect any change whatsoever. Dovah v'lechatzidavah means bezin has no right to be mekabeleidus. If the edus is irrelevant, they're giving us Haggadah's edus that's non-afkamina lamaisa. So we should be mekabelis, put it in the computer, put it on the files, and keep it on the file. Likishef, some issue will come up in another 10 years, we already have a piece of information that may or may not be relevant to the future. So that's called dava, v'lechatzi dava, it's not relevant. It can only be mekabelis if the edus is already relevant. So the edim on the cheskes habatim is relevant right now. If you only have edim ashana achas ashtei shanim, if you have edim who say that somebody was eating achilas peiros, who was living on the karka for less than 3 years, so the Gemara says the din is hadra arav and hadra peiri. The machzik who's living on the karka has to give back the karka to the marakama, has to pay for all the peiros that he ate all of those years. So that had the haggadah say this on shana mishon and shana shniyah is already relevant halacha lemaisa right now, that he has to pay back for the achilas peiros that he did. If you'll have edim will testify that he had achilas peiros for 3 years, then it'll turn out the reverse. Then he'll keep the karka and he doesn't have to pay for the peiros. So the Rif says that's the machlekes of Akiva and the Rabban. They both agree, dava v'lechatzi dava. You cannot be mekabeleidus if it's irrelevant now. Has no nafkamina ledina. So here, the relevance is for the hepach from what we're driving at. The machzik wants to bring edim who are going to testify that the karka is his. They're going to help him out that he should keep the karka, that he won't have to pay for the achilas peiros. So the Rabbanon say, that's okay, since the first two keep the edim and testify, shadim 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 is relevant, but again, to paying back the achilas peiros to the Mar Kama, so it is relevant, So it's even acceptable, binaget too, that the machzor should win the karka fully and keep it just a hefer from what the relevance was originally. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, that doesn't make sense. It has to be that it's relevant and is in the same direction that you want it to work. So since the achilas peh shanu 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 doesn't accomplish anything in favor of the machzik, so Rabbi Kiva says that that's a davar lechatzi davar. Yeah. So the only time the Rabbanan say that it is acceptable is by Achilas Peres, because it's relevant already now. It's relevant for Achilas Peres, Hadri Arva, Hadri Peres. But by two Edim say they saw one Sairachas. The other Kat Edim say that they saw Sairachas. So each Kat Edim is irrelevant. Sairachas doesn't accomplish any change whatsoever. No Dinim change when you have one Sairach. The Din changes when you have Shtei Sairachas. So since the Edim who testify in Sairachas is irrelevant, so that l'chola days, that would be a violation of davar l'chatzi davar. You can't be mekabliyedis. That's what the Rif says. The Ri give a different. The Ri gave a different explanation. The Ri claims that the ikavort is ro kol mashu hoyu yicholim liras. That by cheskes abat mshalosh shanim, the neighbors were only there the first year. Then the second year there was another group of people were living in the next house. Then the third year there was another group of people. So there's no lack of daikonis on the part of the witnesses. According to the Rif, the ikavot of davar l'chatzi davar is that Bezin has no right to be mekabel edus if it's zvar betelim. The Edom are saying there's a solar eclipse now. So Bezin should be mekabel. There's a solar eclipse. Why nafkamina? It may be relevant in the future. They tell them right now, at 2:28 on Monday afternoon, there's a solar eclipse. So Bezin should be mekabel edus and write it down, just in case there'll be a din Torah, and we'll have to ascertain whether it's true, whether there was a solar eclipse or not. So that's ridiculous. So the Rif learns that's the whole din of davar l'chatzi davar. Bezin has no right to be mekabel edus if it's irrelevant now. They have to see that it's relevant now. You don't waste their time. The Rif says a different word. Davar l'chatzi davar is a din in daikonos edus. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva, Bezin can only be mekabel edus if it seems that the Edom were Medayik. So if they were the next door neighbors, only Shana Vishayna, and the others were the next door neighbors, Shana Shnias. So Rav called Mashiach Chodim Liras. What do you want? You can't expect them to see the Achilas Peres if they're not next door neighbors. So since Rav called Mashiach Chodim Liras, so there's no Edaikonis on the part of the Edom. But if they're going to say, we saw Sairachas, and the other Kats say, we were looking at the other part of the body, we saw Sairachas, the Shtei Saris were there at the same time. They could have seen the other side also. They didn't bother to look on the other side. So that's a lack of daikonis. If it's low row, call mashi yuchadim lirais. So that's what the Ri holds. That's a lack of daikonis on the part of the Edom. So that's no good. These are the two famous shitas, the Rif and the Ri. Then we found that there are other shitas. The Rif that Tosis quotes, Rav Alphas, that's the change in the Rif. Originally, there was a different version in the Rif. The Ri Migashon Bava Basan Daf Nun Vav was it? The Ri Migash was the Talmud of the Rif. The Ri Migash was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, so he's the Rambam's father, was a student of the Ri Migash. And the Rambam says that he once met the Ri Migash when he was a child, and he gave him a bracha that he should be matzliach and learning. And he writes Sichla Mabis B'chol HaTalmud. He was a super genius everywhere in Gemara. He writes about the Ri Migash. So the Ri Migash, as a Talmud of the Rif, often discusses what did the Rif have to say about things. So he points out, in the Rif and Bava Basra and Daftan Vav, you have the original version was one, and then he changed it to say what Tosis says. So the original version said a different hesba, that the reason why Shnayim Machas Begabah, Shnayim Machas Bekreis is no good, because it's a din of Shtei Sairis. It's not a din of Dava Olechatzi Dava. The Pasuk Dava Olechatzi Dava is Megala, that Shtei Sairis only make a person into a Gadol if the Shtei Sairis have a Mokamechad, if they're near each other. But if Sair Achas is Begabah, Sair Achas is Bekreis in two different locations on the body, so then it's no good. So that's a little strange. What has it got to do with the Gemara? Nida has a machlekes about that. Whether Shtei Saris have to be b'makom echad, or it's even good b'shnei mekomos. So here the Gemara is saying that the din is that it has to be b'makom echad, and it's learned that from this pasuk of davar v'lechatzi davar. Sounds a little funny. Doesn't seem to be the pasuk pshat in the drasha. That's why the Rif backed out and he gave a second pshat. But that's the original version in the Rif is a third pshat.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple places all over Shas where you need Beis Haros. One is with the Paraduma. So there's one sheet in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua Seir Omer, Afilu Achas B'Rosh V'Achas B'Znava B'Sula. Is that a, is it similar to what we're dealing with over here? It's a situation that needs space for sorrows?
Is that necessarily the same thing as over here? I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember if the Gemara in Nida quotes it. The Gemara in Nida has, I think, a machlekes amoroim, whether the shtei saros have to be b'makom echad. Says probably the machlekes probably begins with that mishnah that they're going to get the paraduma. Shtei saros is even if it's b'shnei mekaymes. What would you say over here? By gadlos, probably starts from that mishnah. So these are the two famous pshatim, is the second version of the Rif and the Ri. And the first version of the Rif is a famous, difficult Rif that the Ri Megash points out, that the Rif backed out from that pshat himself. Then you have the other two pshatim. You have the Ramban and the Melchamas with the Rashi. They seem to have a different version over here. They say if a person, if the machzik is living on the karka for 3 years, then he has a very strong haichocheh that the karka is his. If the machzik is living on the karka for 1 year, he has a mixus haichocheh. If he lives there for 2 years, he has a little bit more of a haichocheh. Live there for 3 years, he has even a better haichocheh. So, if the edim are made, if one kat edim are testifying that the machzik lived on the karka shana rishayna, so that's a chotzi dover. So, if you have a chotzi, if you have a half and a half, it adds up to a whole. If you have a third and a third and a third, it also adds up to a whole. That's good. But if you made that the kotna the ktan have sairacha, sairachas changes absolutely nothing. It could be shuma ba'alma. Shuma means stomach growth. A child has one hair growing on the base of erva is not an indication of anything. It's not that he's halfway there to become a godel. It's not halfway there. It doesn't indicate anything. So that's a different shot. That the rabbanon really hold that chotzi dova would have been good. If the edim are made on a chotzi and another kat edim are made on the other chotzi, then a half and a half equals a whole. Even on that, even though at the time that when mekabel edus it's irrelevant, but still a half and a half equals a whole. But if they're not even made on a chotzi dover, it's zero. So zero and zero doesn't add up to anything. Zero and zero is going to remain zero. That's the Ramban and the Mohammed sounds like that, and then Rashi sounds like he says like that. Do you even have a chotzi dover? And then there's a collector's item, the Shita Mekubetzes from Bava Basra, as a fifth suggestion in defining the din of Dova V'Loi Chotzi Dova. So the Shita Mekubetzes has that's a whole fancy explanation. Dova V'Loi Chotzi Dova is a chisorn in Rias HaMaisa, whenever the halacha requires Rias HaMaisa. So they have to see Rias Kol HaMaisa. Yeah. Where does this come from? Riyas HaMaisa, what kind of halacha is that? The Gemara has a din in Bava Basra, Tchilosa B'Psul B'Sofa B'Hechsher is no good. If at the time that the Edom saw the Maisa Halvor, the Maisa B'Tzich, whatever, at that time they were postulators, because they were related to each other, they were related to him. And then later on, someone's wife dies, or someone gets divorced, and they're no longer related to each other. Or at the time that he saw the Maisa Halvor, he himself was a Balaver. Then he does tshuva. So by the time he comes to Bezin, now he's a Baal Tshuva. At the time that he saw the Halvor, he was not yet a Baal Tshuva. So that's called Chilos B'Psul, the Sofer B'Hechsher. So Gemara says it's no good. Chilos B'Psul is no good. Question is, why is it no good? But at the time that he's coming to Bezin to give the Haggadah Seidus, he's kosher lady, he's no longer a Karv, he's no longer a Rosh. So what's the problem? So the Rashbam writes on that Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, because the Pasuk said, V'hu Eid, Oro o yoda im lo yagid ben asavai. Why does it say oro? Why is that relevant? Oro, of course, if he didn't see the ma'aser ritzich, he didn't see the ma'aser alvah, he can't testify. How is he going to know what happened if he didn't see? With roch hakodesh. So the Rashbam says, no. You see that al pi halacha, the halacha requires riyas ha'ma'aser. What do you mean al pi halacha? Of course, you require riyas ha'ma'aser. No, halachically you require riyas ha'ma'aser. It has to be kosher leidus at the time of riyas ha'ma'aser. If he saw, but he wasn't kosher leidus, that's not al pi din. That's not called riyas ha'ma'aser. So that would be possible. So that's what the Shitim Kubetzes and Bava Basra says like this. Dova v'lechotzi dova is a chisorin and riyas ha-maisa. You have to see riyas kol ha-maisa. Whenever the Allah requires riyas ha-maisa, you have to see riyas kol ha-maisa. But med rama murim, if it's called a maisa, that's gorin. Let's say cheskes ha-batim shalashonim. Why does the machzik win the karka? Because he was eating achilas peres 3 years. No, the Achilles Peres is an indication. It's a hoichoche that it's true. His taina is true. It has to be a chasok sheshima taina. The taina that he advanced, that he bought the karka from the Marakama 5 years ago or 3 years ago, the fact that he ate Peres and no one was meicha, and it looked like it was normal. It looked like he was eating peres like a kohen ma'ase b'toch shalom. So he'll win the case, not because the achilas peres causes that he now becomes the owner. No, it's a hechacha that what he said is true. Well, he assumed it's true that he bought the field from the merkan. So here there is no ma'ase al pidin. The ma'ase means like a ma'ase ritzicha makes me chay mis. Ma'ase al voya, I have to pay you money. Ma'ase piruan cancels the chiyuv. A ma'ase wearing shatnas is mechayv malkus. That's called a ma'ase. A ma'ase means an act that serves as a cause to bring about a certain effect. Either a chiyuv mammon or a ptur from mammon or a chiyuv misa or a chiyuv malkus, something. But over here, the ma'ase achilas perish al shanim, that's not the cause that I should be the owner of the karka. That's a hechocha lekach, that the karka is mine. So since there is no ma'ase to speak of over here, the ma'ase that we're talking about is the ma'ase mechiras akarka. That no one is testifying on the kinyan. If someone would testify that he bought the karka, that would be the end of the story. You wouldn't need the cheskes
abad.
He's living there. Yeah.
That's not called a ma'ase.
That's called a ma'ase in the sense cause and effect. This ma'ase causes that the karka belongs to him. The achilas peres just a hechocha that he's telling the truth, that it's really true that he bought the karka. So since there is no ma'ase to speak of at all, so there's no halacha of riyas on ma'ase, so you can't require riyas kol ma'ase. But by Shtei Cyrus, the Shittim Kubetzis is Mechadesh. So usually we would learn, if a child develops Shtei Cyrus, it shows that he's Roy Laholid. Roy Laholid, so it's called Simonim. It's called the Shtei Cyrus Simonim. What do you mean Simonim? It's a similar Dova that he's physically mature and he's able to give birth to children. Roy Laholid. So the Shittim Kubetzis says not so. The Gidol of the Shtei Cyrus is what makes him into a Gadol. The growth of the Shtei Cyrus. So since it has a cause and effect relationship, the growth of the Shtei Saris makes him into a Godel. Not that it's a similar Dover, that his body is developed and that he has already reached Godless. No, that makes him into a Godel. So therefore there's a din of Rias HaMaisa, and therefore you need Rias Kala Maisa, and Dover Valachatzi Dover would be a Chisan and Rias Kala Maisa. That's a fantastic Kiddush.
Opshat is a fantastic Cyrus grow.
No, we don't have to watch the Cyrus grow.
No, yeah.
No, but I see that they're there. I say, let's say some Rishonim hold that when a man dies, so the death is mata his wife. So the Edom have to be present when the man dies. What if they just see a dead body? No, they see a dead body, so they know that he died. So that's the equivalent of seeing that he died. So here also, if you see that the Rosh Day Cyrus, so it's considered as if they saw that the Cyrus grew. Because they see that they're not kulud adam. They see that they obviously grew on their own.
The first year
that he had achilas peres, and the Bezin says based on what they say, the machzik has to pay back the peres to the Morikama. So the machzik says, wait a minute, I'm going to bring some more Aredim who will resolve the whole issue. So when he brings, so they don't make him pay right away for the achilas peres, but it's relevant already, not for achilas peres. And then the machzik says, give me a day or two, uh-huh. I'll bring Aredim who will testify. Okay, so we'll see how it'll turn out.
Fair enough. In the meantime,
but they have the right meantime to have a right to mimikabel Aredim because it's already relevant
so
now.
He doesn't have to be back.
No, he says, give me 30 days. I'll bring the rest of the Edom within 30 days to show that it's okay. Yeah, we started off a little differently. Shtaimam Kiddush, Shtaimam Boa, when you get married. So there's no issue of Dava Valechatzi Dava if you have two Edom on the Kiddush and two Edom on the Boa. What's the two Edom on the Kiddush? You need Edis Lekim Adava to be Mekadosh and Isha. What's Shtaimam and Boa? What does it mean, Shtaimam and Boa? So Rashi learns Boa Lishacha Be'ir. Kiddush Pleni Seisha B'nissan Bo Lishacha Be'ir. Rashi learns Bo means that Deisha Seish was Mezana. Shit Mekubetzis quotes the mother of Rishonim and says, Shtaim Ramim Bo'al, to Edom on the Nisun. Yeah. So first of all, they seem to be assuming that you need Edis L'kim Adover on Nisun. Or that's Shtik Al HaChiddush. Some claim it's a Machlek is the Ramam. And they're right in whether you need Edis L'kim Adover on Nisun.
Valmore here says like that. Shit
that what?
Valmore says it's on the Nisun.
Shtaim Ramim Bo'al means on the Nisun. So I call upon him, these Rishonim say beferish, that's no problem. If you have two Edom on the Kiddush and two Edom on the Yichud is the Nisuin, different opinions what constitutes nisuin. So some claim standing under the canopy, and some claim the yichud, some claim the badekin, and some claim when they go home, whatever, different opinions what constitutes the nisuin. But I'll call upon the Rishonim, some Rishonim say, Shtayim HaKiddush, Shtayim HaBo'al. If you have two Eidim on Kiddush and two Eidim on Nisuin, it's not a problem of Dov of Lechotzi Dov. The other Rishonim learn like Rashi, Shtayim HaBo'al, Ishacher, because you don't need Bechlal two Eidim on Nisuin. They probably deny the whole prayer. You don't need two Eidim on Nisuin. What are you talking about? Dov of Lechotzi Dov. You just require Eidis Lekim Dov on Kiddush. And Nisuin, you don't need Bechlal Eidis Lekim Dov. But even if one would require Eidus Lekim Dover and Suin, no one is going to say that there's a problem of Dover Velechotzi Dover, that you have to have the same Katedim. That's according to those who are showing him to say you need to Eidim and Suin. They say the Ferish that the Gemara is saying. There's no issue of Dover Velechotzi Dover. It's also Psalmad and Chumr. But some insist that you have to have the same two Eidim who testify on the Kiddush and have to testify on the Nisuin. It's against the Gemara. And those the Lord like Rashi, it's not against the Gemara. It says Lagamri against the whole Gemara. They hold you don't need Bechlal Eidus Lekim Dov on Nisuin. So for sure it's against the Gemara. L'chol HaDeis is against the Gemara.
So we shouldn't do it.
It doesn't make sense to introduce Chumras that are against Gemaras unless we're prepared to replace the Gemara. We don't replace Gemaras. Yeah. Okay, we shall stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.